بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد الترغيب في صيام رمضان احتسابا وقيام ليله سيما ليلة القدر وما جاء في فضله. Now we are starting the chapter with regards to the fast of Ramadan with the hope of great reward, standing up in the night of Ramadan in Ibadat, especially the night of Laylatul Qadr, and all the virtues pertaining to the month of Ramadan. In one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is mentioned, أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من صوم رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه ومن قام ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. قال وفي حديث قتيبة وما تأخر. The famous hadith that we hear often in the month of Ramadan, that person that fasts the month of Ramadan with iman, with firm belief. Fasting is one of the pillars of Islam. This is part of our deen. It is fard, it is compulsory. So a person has complete conviction that this is the command of Allah Ta'ala. This is a duty that I have to fulfill. Wahtisaban. And he's doing it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, keeping in mind the great rewards that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has in store for him. And amazingly, Allama Khattabi, he mentions that he hopes for the great reward, طَيِّبَةً بِهِ نَفْسُهُ. And he is doing it happily. غَيْرَ كَارِهٍ لَهُ. He is not doing it grudgingly. He is not doing it despising the fast, that I just want to get over with it. And he is finding it very difficult. The day is too long for him. It's too hot. It's too long. He's just waiting for the iftar time to get over with the fast, and he's counting the days. Yesterday one of my asatira mentioned that they met a person, and that person was already speaking in this line. People are waiting for the days of Ramadan to just pass by. So someone said, you know, next month this time already will be past 20 days of fasting. So already now the person's mind is not on looking forward, there's 1 week left, first Taraweeh, first fast. His mind is now how we can pass the days. And sometimes to pass the time, people say we're killing time. The time of Ramadan is so precious, so they will do frivolous things and things that are not correct during the day of Ramadan just to pass the time. So hoping for the reward, being happy about the fast, and not finding the fast to be difficult and complaining about the day being too long or the fast being too difficult. Person should keep the great rewards of that fast in mind. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive him his past sins, one riwayat says, and his future sins. وَمَنْ قَامَ لَيْلَةَ الْقَدْرِ. Similarly, a person that stands up on the night of Laylatul Qadr, and in another hadith on the nights of Ramadan in Taraweeh Salah, in Ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with conviction, with firm iman, and with hope of reward, then Allah ta'ala also forgives this person. So all of us can make effort in this line, that how we can make this mindset of looking forward towards the Taraweeh Salah, towards the fast, even if I am going through difficulty, with that happiness in my heart, that I am going through this difficulty for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how happy Allah ta'ala will become with me. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, my ummah has been given 5 things in Ramadan that weren't given to the previous ummahs. خَلُوفُ فَمِ الصَّائِمْ أَطْيَبُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ رِيحِ الْمِسْكِ. The smell that emanates from their mouths is more fragrant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the smell of musk. The fish in the ocean make dua for their forgiveness until they break their fast. Allah Ta'ala decorates their jannat for them every day. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, soon my pious servants will cast aside the difficulties of this world and they will come to you. And then the evil-minded shayateen, they are chained up so that the people cannot reach to those evil actions that they would normally reach out of Ramadan. And in the last night of Ramadan, they are all forgiven. So Sahaba asked, if that night is Laylatul Qadr, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, but a person that has worked the entire month, it is only right that he should be given his full pay. إِذَا قَضَى عَمَلُهُ when he has completed his work. So we keep these rewards and others in mind. Allah Ta'ala give us